Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Top 10 jobs that makes the most tips. And you could help us by calling in with, if you've had or have one of those jobs, you can call in your best tip or your worst customer.
Oh.
Ooh.
Either or.
Or both. 1-877-764-2535. What do you think the number one job is here, Ashley?
I read the list. Does that count?
Yes, it does count.
At least you're honest.
Well, I don't want to cheat.
At least you're honest.
Number 10, hairdressers and beauticians.
That's low.
Wow.
How much should you tip?
You should give like $10.
Yeah.
On what? What kind of a bill is that?
Well, back when I got haircuts.
Right.
It was like someone's about $25, $30.
So $25, $35, you give it 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
They should be higher on the list.
What do you give?
It depends. Like sometimes I get highlights, sometimes I get just a cut and a blow dry.
So does it depend? Is it a percentage of the bill?
Yeah.
Okay, so if they do those highlights.
Percentage?
What?
What's the percentage?
Usually around 10%.
10%.
That's low.
So you'd give $3 on a $30 bill.
Oh, my God.
My haircut is never $30.
Yeah. We can tell.
Is it really that hard?
You gotta put a bowl over her head.
These bangs are, you got to.
That's right.
You gotta, keep them, you shape them up.
Gotta and layer.
You got to,
it
very
can't be just
precise.
A straight line.
They get that thing that the guys, the carpenters use that has it laser light that goes across her forehead.
That's right. The level.
The level, yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
It's Norm.
Hey, Norm, you're on.
Norm!
I used to drive a limousine, and my best tip was $180.
The best tip.
That sounds low for a limousine.
Yeah.
No, well, really? Because, yeah, you know, that was going to JFK, and usually you get about $20, $30 at the most.
Oh.
It wasn't an old night. It was airport run.
No, just airport run, yeah.
Okay.
So it was one overnight. Way. That's a one-way ride.
That's a good tip.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a great. I thought that was like a wedding, and you're out there all day.
Oh, bachelorette party's worse.
Yeah, when you do a wedding, you get about $100.
Corral them.
This was a New Haven to JFK, $180.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would have kissed him on the lips.
That is great.
Made my day.
There you go.
Who was it? Do you remember? I mean, you remember.
It was some Chinese guy. I forget his name.
Okay.
And then he got off the bus and he asked me, could I call you back and request you? I said, by all means, you request me.
Yes.
I said, if I'm sleeping in bed, you tell them to wake me up.
Yeah, I'm going to tattoo your name on my arm.
If I'm in the hospital with my wife and she's giving birth,
right?
Get me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
If I'm dying in the hospital, call me.
Right. Call me.
I'll leave the beach from vacation to come get you.
I'll bring the IV with me. I don't care.
If I'm stuck in a burning building and there's no way out,
right?
Get me. I'll find a way out.
If I'm missing a leg, I'll still come.
If I'm on a space shuttle.
Yeah, you got it.
It's okay.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
I want to go to bed now. You guys are all caffeined up.
Roger in Burlington.
Hey, I was just curious. Ashley actually pays someone to cut her hair like that?
Bangs are not a bad hairstyle. Get over the bangs! Holy crap!
There's a t-shirt.
There's a t-shirt. Get over the bangs.
The bangs are a choice.
Get over the bangs.
She chose that.
Phil, pull up some pictures of Pete Rose. That's a good-looking haircut. Wow. It looks just like
you ever see Zooey Deschanel? She's hot. She has bangs.
Listen, I think your hair looks great. I really do.
It does.
But I'm wondering what year or where did bangs come from? You know? There's always a decade where a hairstyle comes in and everybody wants it. I'm just like, I don't see pictures of, wow, this is the decade where people just, they love the bangs.
Well, Mo Howard had them.
Right.
And also, so did John Denver and Cousin Oliver on Brady Bunch.
That's right.
Yep.
So different decades.
Yes. It's been around.
It's very individual people.
The bowl in cut. Decades. Yes.
All right.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
From the texts. Or what'd you find?
I Googled it. Oh. Yes, I Googled it. 1970s bangs became popular. It used to be called fringe.
Oh.
1970s.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was when people were feathering back their hair.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Birkin helped establish the iconic
Birkin.
Look.
Yep. Birkin.
Brow length bangs.
Yeah, who is she?
She's a singer, or was a singer. Actress and singer.
What did she sing?
Oh.
Where did she act?
We got to look her up.
Yeah. Birkin.
Kimberly the limo driver.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo! I'm listening to you guys from across the sound on Long Island.
Nice.
Whereabouts?
Out in the Hamptons.
Nice.
Nice. Living the dream, are ya?
Yeah.
I know. The real dream. So I actually have a commercial license, and I drive a school bus during the week, but on the weekends, I drive limousines. I heard that other guy call in. I figured I would give you guys a call, too.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
I'm guessing the kids on the bus don't tip.
No. They leave things.
But they're probably better customers than the people in the back of the car, right?
It's true, yeah. The parents like to give you life advice, but that's okay. I like them.
Life advice.
Is that what's happening when I'm sitting behind the bus and I see the mother talking to the bus driver and it's taking 15 minutes to go? It's
life advice. Yeah. I had no idea. I want you to sit there.
Okay.
Yeah. So when it comes to the best tips, just the other day I had a $330 bachelorette party tip. As long as you have a good time with them, they're pretty fluid with their money, you know?
That's great.
Like go in the bar and drink with them?
Yeah.
That's very generous.
Yeah. They always offer, but you can't because, you know, when they sober up, they're going to be like, hey, she drank with us, you know?
Now you're too drunk.
Yeah. There was a horrific limousine accident on Long Island, that wedding party.
Yeah.
So, gotta watch
that's
yourself.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Sober.
But I would say the worst tips I ever got would be people getting too drunk and forgetting to tip you all together.
Oh. You can't remind them? Like, hold on to their keys for the
house?
Did
they really forget?
Right.
Yeah, you know, you find them in the bushes. You're like, okay, well, get in there safe, you know?
Good luck.
Where's your wallet exactly?
Yeah.
How do you, is there a way to hint? You know, like, are you forgetting something? And then you do the thing with your fingers?
Right.
Or you're rubbing your fingers, your thumb and your...
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Don't look at the scratch over here.
Hey.
Like in Home Alone?
Living on the island over here, there's a big divide with rich and kind of poor to a certain degree. And working for the rich people, sometimes they're very, very nice with their money and they're, you know, grateful for their lives. And then there's people who just berate you. I had this one lady sit behind me the whole time and just... curse me out and tell me how much of a piece of garbage I was. So that was really fun, too.
That's why I wouldn't be able to do that job, because I would just pull over and say, get out.
You know that little divider that goes between you? Or guess?
Just get out.
You have to have a certain personality.
But we're on the expressway.
Right.
Get out.
We're on the bridge. Even better.
It's too late.
I love jamming out to you guys over here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh. Good luck driving the bus. Not easy.
No.
She sounds great. I'd love to have her
as a bus driver or a limo driver.
Either or.
Kathy, the newspaper carrier.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
I'm good, thank you. We basically work for our tips because we probably make about $7 or $8 an hour otherwise. But I do have one customer that tips me $300 a year.
Wow.
And last week, or the week before, I got a $50 gift card for Stop and Shop in the mail with a thank you note. But I don't know who sent it to me. No name, no signature, no return address.
Huh. They didn't want to. Thank you.
Mystery person, yes.
Now, when it's raining, do you wrap the papers in plastic?
I wrap the papers in plastic. Day. We do not pay for our bags.
Do you put in a special place also? I had one customer like that when I delivered papers. I had to bring it up to her house and like put it in like this little slot she had by her door.
I only get out of the car once on the route.
Yeah. I used to deliver the Evening Sentinel on my bicycle.
Oh, nice.
My paper's no longer in existence. But it's the people who, probably my fault.
Yeah.
But it's the people who want it 80 different ways. I want it at this, by this time, over here. You got to go up the steps, over the dog fence, over here, who don't tip.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Make the most noise.
Or the old lady who gives you the dime.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Here, 1940
if you need it that much, or you just
get yourself an ice cream.
Yeah. But I used to be able to fold the papers so you could chuck them while you're in the bike.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had a name.
Did you?
Off the door, right on the doorstep.
Did you call the shot?
Well, I was trying to.
Awesome.
But the tips are good.
No, it's just randomly winging up to people who didn't.
That's how I did it.
Customers.
That's how I did it.
That's why I wasn't getting tips. Damn it!
My route was done in 10 minutes.
Yeah. A YouTuber inhaled gases that made his voice go deep. Wow, what gas is this? We need to get some.
Yeah, really. So we're like, high. In a lower voice.
The first one was sulfur hexafluoride. And that dropped his pitch down a bit. But then the second one, which is called whatever, made his voice so deep that he sounded like Satan.
Oh, that's a good look.
All right, here it is.
Hold on. I like how that sounds.
This is sulfur hexafluoride, otherwise sometimes known as the deep voice gas.
Oh.
But what happens if I breathe in a gas that's even denser? This is pulsatile butane. If sulfur hexafluoride is the deep voice gas, this is the deeper voice gas. I am the dark lord fizzy bitch and I've come to eat your shit. Wow, sounds... that's actually kind of hard to get back out of your lungs. Like, talking is actually kind of difficult.
That sounds like me after eating a large pizza or Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Or walk into a bathroom.
There's a little Darth Vader in there at the beginning.
Yeah.
Your voice goes back to normal, right?
Actually, it sounded kind of like when they have those, like, those interviews and the person's like, they're trying to hide their identity.
Yeah. Right, they blur out their face.
Right, the blurred face. Right, yep, that one again.
I am the dark lord fizzy bitch, and I've come to eat your shit.
Then what happened?
That's drunk Chewbacca.
I can't leave, Chewie. You've had way too much.
Sounds like if a rhino could talk.
Right. Wow.
Actually, it's the voice of your belly button.
This is the slayer of your turn.
Move your belly button to that.
That's a Saturday night activity.
That's fun.
Hold on. I can't understand you. Let me get the lint out. I'm sorry. You're hungry?
I am the dark lord fizzy bitch and I've come to eat your shit.
You need cleaning. You need cleaning.
Stop crying. I'll get you some food.
Wow.
Okay, good.
If we could talk, it would sound like that.
That sounds like an acid trip. You take acid and you're having a conversation with your belly button.
Exactly. Fuck you.
Wow.
Wow.
We should try that, no?
What? Yeah. Acids?
How would we all sound talking deep?
If it's not, if it's non-fatal, like, sure, why not?
That's as low as my voice goes.
Right.
That's as low as it goes.
Can you say words?
No.
Just sounds.
Just becomes a ghost goat.
Right. Sounds like a train coming in.
Like her brain goes slow too.
Right.
So her voice goes low. It's low and slow.
Like good barbecue.
It sounds like when your stomach is noise, like.
I'm hungry. Please feed me now. I don't know why I'm doing like this.
That's a drive-through speaker video, right? You pull up to McDonald's at like 2 a.m.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
I mean, it doesn't even have to be at 2 a.m. It could be now.
Exactly.
When they open.
Give me your dark roast coffee.
More french fries.
Get you sound like coffee. You need coffee. Get right on that. We'll give you a big one.
I want a shamrock shake.
All right. What's the what's that big big fat purple character that's the
Grimace.
Shape? Grimace.
It is Grimace.
It's Grimace.
Right. Yeah, at 2 a.m.
Right. It's Grimace after a head injury.
I like that he's just having fun by himself.
Yeah.
Would you hang out with him?
Grimace drove his motorcycle into a low branch, hit his head.
Talking is actually kind of difficult.
I think he's just drunk, Grimace.
All right. It's in the ball pit too long.
No, that's the creature living at the bottom of the ball
nice.
Pit.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That's what grabs your
it's
leg.
It's the giant germ.
Mutated, yeah, by bacteria yeah. for, like, centuries.
That
yeah.
dirty diaper that evolved.
Sprouted legs.
No!
Grew a voice box.
They got rid of all those.
I miss those. Those are so much fun.
Oh. You were too old to get in.
Oh, I would still go in.
I know you would.
Do I ever let my age stop me?
Ball pit.
There's a large child in the ball pit again.
Yeah, creepo alert.
Right. Exactly.
Grab the kids.
Stay away from her. Stay away from her. She's crazy.
That there have been so many studies on that ball pit.
Yeah.
You can't clean them.
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
No.
You just can't.
It's gross.
There's a cure for cancer in there somewhere.
Every boogie, yep. Every germ, every like food items, ketchup hands.
Foot
like
sweat, everything.
Pickles.
But it's things. So much fun.
Oh.
Pickle's just like a prize. Ooh, a pickle.
This explains a lot about Ashley, doesn't it?
Yes.
I found a pickle.
Here's a soundbite.
Meanwhile, her sister Chelsea's at the table saying, I would like to go out for steak.
True story.
He's just in the ball pit again.
Ashley, I want pickle in the ball pit.
This is why you get a special seat in the car, Ashley.
While she's in the ball pit, I'm going to eat all her french fries.
I'm guessing your car has a leak in it.
God. There have been studies on that, and the most germs they've ever found in public has been in that ball pit.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing's a black light right there.
Ah. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you're just trying to take your kids out to eat, and then the next thing you know, you're fighting with a parent because this one made this one cry.
Yep.
It's like it's supposed to be a little fun area.
It was.
Not a place to start a riot.
Right.
And now you're in. Now, this isn't fun.
I learned one thing. They should not have spinning rides where kids are eating.
That is a good point.
Yep, yep.
Oh, that's the other thing on the bottom of the ball pit.
Yep.
Vomit.
Exactly.
Every possible product of the human body right. is just in there.
Every urine.
Every excretion is in there. Yes. Yep. Sweat, you name it.
Right, that's right. They did find fecal matter on those balls. Right.
Every single one of them.
I'm Ashley. I want pickle from bottom of my ball pit.
Ball pits are fun.
And good luck with that.
And you just see the kid crying in, like, the window bubble, and you can't even hear him. It's like, I can't help you.
Yeah.
You have to leave on your own. I cannot come in.
I point and laugh.
You're just on your own.
It's like you're trapped in a space capsule. Right. I can't save you.
Like, it's like Pop-O-Matic. Toot, toot.
I'm just going to sit here and continue eating my chicken nuggets.
If you rap on the glass, they move like the fish.
No, I think you put in a quarter, and you turn the knob, and he comes out in a ball.
Right. Hey, look, I got a kid. Anybody want this?
I'm actually, I want pickle at the bottom of the ball pit. Pickle matter.
Pickle.
If I have a stale piece of bun in there, I'm good.
All right, speaking of Chewbacca.
Yes.
Yeah. New Orleans police looking for a man who stabbed someone while wearing a Chewbacca costume.
Great idea.
Was a New Orleans street performer. I don't like these street performers.
Yeah.
They're very prevalent in New Orleans. It's like a culture.
They're very aggressive in Times Square.
Yep.
And they're the worst looking superheroes. They look like they've been sleeping out in a garbage can for 8 days.
They look like they've been at the bottom of a ball pit.
Yes, exactly.
For a weekend.
Right. Eating fecal covered pickles.
Exactly, right. And stale buns.
Yeah. Oh, and this, like, look, if Spider-Man looked anything like this, his webs would not hold him.
No. A little COVID weight there, like Spider-Man.
A little COVID weight, Spider-Man. Right.
Unless he ate his last, criminal.
That would be a funny parody of the Spider-Man movie. He's swinging from one building to another, but he's so heavy, he just goes right down to the street.
Right. This movie lasted.
Help.
The movie lasted 2 minutes.
Spider-Man. What's the other big one there in Times Square?
Elmo. Sesame Street characters.
Winnie the Pooh is right big there.
Elmo. And
Pooh,
Elmo
though.
Looks like he's been in a street fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
His head's all twisted and
his eyes are bloodshot.
Oh. Yeah. Sidewalk crack Elmo. Yes.
Needed a bath in 1979.
Right. That's dumpster Elmo.
You walk up, you expect to hear that. And it's like, yeah, you want to take a picture? Whoa!
It's an accent that's so heavy you can't understand it.
Yeah.
And then they'll fight over who was in the picture, the two characters or three. They'll be like, And they don't say there's a charge, and you take the picture.
Right.
And you're like, thank you.
Yeah, hold on
it's
a second.
It's your cell phone, so you don't have to pay them for an exchange. Start walking away. They're like, hey.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey.
Doing the money thing.
Shake me down, Elmo, yes.
I saw a guy in Times Square screaming, "Go F yourself," to Spider-Man.
Nice. That's New York, man.
Yeah.
That's New York.
Yep. Mr. Jameson?
So, Chewbacca stabbed the guy. Apparently, he got into a fight with a guy in the French Quarter.
Oh.
Typically the friendly place, although if you go down this street or that street, all of a sudden you find yourself in a not-so-friendly place.
Mm-hmm. Chewbacca.
And Chewbacca stabbed someone.
Right.
Now, where he was carrying that knife, I don't know.
You want to know.
In his fur.
Right.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Do we have Chewbacca right before he was going to stab this guy?
I am the deathly amphibian, and I've come to eat your shit.
Oh, wait.
What'd you call me?
Sound
like your attitude, Chewbacca.
Wow, that's actually kind of hard to get back out of your lungs.
Okay, thank you, Chewbacca.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Like to sleep.
It's got to be weird when the knife goes in. You're like, I was just freaking stabbed by Chewbacca.
Right. Yeah, tell that to the police.
So the police are looking for information.
Oh.
I think a sketch artist.
It was tall and furry.
Lots of fur. Kind of like a weirdo dog face.
Not like a ball pit.
Almost looks like an opsalopsa.
Right.
With dark brown hair. Giant head. Lot of fur. Tall.
All right. Are you tripping, sir?
A demonic chihuahua has made its way into Connecticut. Can we get some scary music?
Aren't they all?
They are all scary.
No.
They're like land piranha.
I had some. They're great.
Nasty little teeth.
Yeah, I'm afraid of them.
Ankle-biting rugrats. Yep.
Yeah. This is a crazy story, too, because it was... let me ask Ariel. How did this happen? Like, it was posted as a demonic dog, right?
Yes.
It looked like hell or what?
So it was on a website or something, right?
Well, I saw him on Facebook, and he's made his rounds everywhere.
And I'm just having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak into the mouthpiece?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, that's better.
Much
thank
better.
You.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Dog at the phone, yes.
So you see on Facebook, they have this, did they call it a demonic dog?
Oh, yes. The Chucky doll on a dog's body, all the good stuff.
And that made you want it. Well, you know, I don't want a dog like that. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
It was actually what she wrote at the end, talking more about, you know, his living conditions and what he needed that drew my attention, because I had a dog that was very similar to that a couple years ago.
It's a scary looking dog, no?
No, it's so cute.
I'm sorry, I was asking Ariel.
Yeah. Not Ariel.
He has his moments. I heard what you were saying about chihuahuas, and I had much the very same perspective before I got our little Prancer. But he is just the sweetest little man, and when he looks at you the right way, it's actually cute. He can be very photogenic.
He has to look at you just the right way to look cute.
In the right lighting, yes.
No.
Right. Every other way is... what the hell?
Got the flames of hell behind him, yes.
Have you ever...
Well, he smiled at me once.
Have you...
And he had evil... I'm sorry.
Was that a smile or...
Evil smile.
They have very sharp teeth.
I'm going to kill you.
Well, he had his little lip tucked in, and it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen from him. But he was like, he was really excited, and it was just like, oh, there it is.
Only a mother could love a face like that.
Yeah,
and
not
you're,
guard my
you're
flesh.
A champion to adopt this dog and bring it to... where does Demon Dog live now? New Haven?
Yes, he's in New Haven.
Wow, that's great.
And she buys him little shirts.
I do. I love to go.
You're one of those people.
It's so cute, like little Hawaiian shirts. I love it.
Yeah, because dogs love wearing clothes.
It's
they don't want a leash
yes,
on them. You're putting clothes on.
No, but you know what? You have to offset his face by putting on a cheery shirt.
Right. Right. Yeah, sure.
I think you're great, you know, because
thank
a lot
you.
Of people wouldn't. People want cute things, you know?
Right.
I don't want a dog that's like you wake up and it's standing over you and you're like, you think you died and went to hell?
With a pitchfork. Potential death on legs.
Chihuahuas are scary to begin with.
Yeah.
They have sharp little teeth. They're not afraid to use them. They have no idea they're small.
They got the bulbous forehead. Like,
they're
they're just so cute.
They're like those goldfish.
They're bulbous?
Yeah, they're like a bulbous forehead. Like their brain like outgrew their skull. Like,
their eyes
and that's
stick
why
out
they're going
a little
nuts.
Bit.
Yeah. They lose their minds. I'm like, you walk past one in a park car. I'm like, geez, relax.
It
there.
Is true.
Yeah.
They
like,
do go
it's like
crazy.
Feeding time, the piranha cage.
Crazy energy.
Jeez.
So, but
he's
thank you for taking.
So you have one. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
No. Thank you for taking the dog in. Yeah. That's very nice of you. Yes. We're all animal people here.
Yes. Good job.
And Prancer's a cute name for a demon.
Prancer. Prancer in Hawaiian shirts offsets the evilness.
Right.
It does. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
How old is he now?
He's about 2 years old. He had a birthday in January. He loves his treats.
January what?
I think it's the 26th. I have the paperwork.
Capricorn.
Yeah.
He ate right? Is that, yes, is that a Capricorn me. The 25th? I think that might be. Look it up.
He ate Ashley, the candles. Instead of blowing them out. Flames.
Just missed Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th.
Okay, so what is he then? What's next?
Helicorn. What's the next one?
I'm looking.
Really? Should be like a.
We're looking up his birthday, his astrological sign, and then we're going to read.
Apparently, yes. He enjoys sunsets, by the way. Long walks.
What's next after Capricorn? It's not that hard.
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Very good.
That's what I thought.
You get a cookie.
Phil, can you look up Aquarius? I'm not asking Ashley anymore.
I see that.
I'm only on until 10 a.m.
Yeah, we saw a pilot light go off in the head.
Yeah.
It said water bearer, and I'm like, I've never heard of a water bearer before, but it was describing Aquarius. I had to decode the website.
What's the description of this?
Let's see. As an Aquarius born on January 26, your originality and adaptability are amongst your most defining personality traits.
Well, I like Hawaiian shirts, so that's originality.
Right.
While others are content following trends and norms, you are the true definition of an individual.
That's true.
Spot on for him.
That is spot on.
Man,
anything else?
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to click this.
We'll take your soul.
In every aspect of your life, from your hobbies to your style of dress, you display an original and unique way of thinking. Your friends appreciate these qualities on a daily basis, but your personality shines the most in new situations. You thrive in new environments and with new people as you are given the chance to present your unique point of view.
This is so great.
It's right on the money.
Then you steal their souls and go to hell.
He's
no, but you
cute.
Know what? Like, there's been so many stories. What was it? The elephant boy or whatever? The kid? What was he? You know the story.
What,
was Cher in it?
Rocky Dennis?
No.
Mask.
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 Yeah.
Like a beautiful human being on the inside, but the outside was, you know, different.
Yes.
And people judged him based on the outside. And that's what's happening with this dog.
Yep.
As AJ said, he's got the little Frankenstein brow.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yep.
Like a little baked potato in there.
That's why you got to put a Hawaiian shirt on him and call him Prancer.
Right. And Crocs are in style now. Give him 4 Crocs while you're at it.
What's he like around other dogs?
We haven't had the opportunity to introduce him to other dogs. I don't think that's going to go very well. He's a very single animal pet. He likes his humans.
He likes you. Does he like visitors?
Well, I have a roommate, and I'm not sure if he forgets that she's there, but he barks at her just about every time she enters the room, so we're still adjusting on that end.
He likes pentagrams, I know that. He has
if
little
you
spot.
Come home and there's a pentagram and candles burning.
Right. Then... And you're, no, 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 no.
What's that sound from an hour ago we were playing?
He's having seances when she's at work.
Demonic music background.
I think you're great because a lot of people wouldn't take this dog.
Yeah.
They want a cute little dog and they want to be, you know, whatever. This is great.
Where the sun? He wants to go out, apparently.
What's that, Prancer? Okay, put the candles out, Prancer.
He wants your soul.
Ariel Davis, a champion in my world.
Yes.
Taking this Prancer and giving him a new life. In New Haven now.
So cool. Got
to take him out to Louie's Lunch, get him some peppies.
Ooh. Yeah.
If the doggy best was like bouncing off the floor, I run.
Right. All right, Ariel. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Nice work. Look who's on the phone. It's Joe Biden.
Hey there. It's Chaz and Say Hey Kid. What's hey? What's shaking, guys?
Chaz and AJ.
Say what?
Chaz and AJ.
Say it with us. Chaz and AJ.
Chaz and AJ.
It's so easy. It's 2 letters, sir.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
AJ.
C-H-A-Z.
Like your breakfast,
right,
Applejacks.
I'm writing it down. Hold on. Chaz.
With a Z, sir.
Got it now.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Chad and PK, what's going on?
Yep, I knew this was going to happen.
I think you'd be getting our names right after a few months coming on.
And you're a president.
I've only been on for a minute, man. What are you talking about, a few months?
You've been coming on for a few months.
Right.
What do you got going on here? What kind of show is this?
You called us. What do you got going on?
Show of confusion, apparently. Yes.
Got a few things, man.
Oh, good.
All right.
My 100th day in office coming up.
That's right. Coming up here. You feeling pretty good about that?
Oh, you're damn right I am, for one big reason.
Right.
And why?
I'm all done.
With what?
Oh.
Breakfast?
It's a 100-day term, man. Then Kamala takes over. That was the agreement, man. I'm ready for a nap, Jack. Then I'm going to go get some ice cream later with the grandkids.
Yeah.
You have another 1,360 days to go. It's a four-year term. You're 100 days in, so do the math. 100.
Fix your calendar.
13.
Well, you guys, I think you're right.
You're going to be speaking to a joint session of Congress. When is that?
That's tonight, man. I can't wait to go in there and give my first State of the Union speech.
Right.
It's union.
Right.
Union.
Onion.
I think I just said union. See what
union.
You
mean? Union.
Have you secured your teeth?
Teeth are in place. I got the Paladin ready, man.
Nice.
Good.
And I'm practicing. I've been going over all the participial words and all the things that dangle in front of my eyes there on the old tele screen there.
Nuts.
They're called words.
With all the hand gestures and eye contacting, you know, the special gestures. You know, I got a surprise gesture for the Republicans tonight. You watch and see. It's gonna be something, man.
Wow. Is that number one,
it's
sir?
Gonna be something, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, something I won't be tuning into, guys. Believe me.
Former President Trump. Good morning.
Hello, hey. Jazz and AJ. Miss me yet?
Yes.
Wait, you hear that sound? That's the sound of your ratings jumping up. Huge ratings.
Huge.
Good to hear your
voice.
Huge.
Like union. Lots of people tell me they're happy to hear my voice. You know, recordings of my voice get babies to stop crying, I'm told. Tremendously soothing. It really is.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that, man. Oh, hey, Sleepy Joe.
Speaking of baby.
Probably gets to crash in on my call, Chad. I don't know. You crash into his. I don't crash into his house or call or his phone or calls.
Yeah, drive anymore. It's why.
It's Chaz, Chaz.
Right.
And I don't know.
I think he's having a meltdown, guys.
You think?
What's the matter, Joe? Somebody show you a picture of the border?
Oh, you hit your wagon to the wrong horse, you hullabaloo and malarkey magnet.
All right, be nice or I'm turning this car around.
All right, play nice, guys.
Donald, your Melania's birthday was this past Monday. Did you guys do anything special?
Oh, yeah, let's slow it down a little bit, okay? Melania, my wife, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but she just turned 51. Ew. I didn't say that out loud.
What?
That means
she
got to go?
Did.
Yeah,
I mean,
trade around.
Let's be, who in their right mind is happy and celebrating when a woman turns 51, huh? Mm. I'm kidding. Ashley, I'm kidding.
I know. What's going
on? Not really. No, Melania's incredible. She really is. She's only slightly less beautiful today than the day she first stepped out of that shipping container from Eastern Europe.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Number the best.
But, you know, she may be 51, but her breasts are only 21, so that's good.
That's good. Do the math.
Boy, he's horrible, man. I would never talk that way to Jilly.
Wow.
You say Jilly or Jelly?
I heard Jelly.
I'm talking to Jelly.
You said last week that you might run in 2024.
I'm totally, seriously, beyond seriously, without a doubt, very much seriously looking. Does that answer your question?
No. Seriously.
How serious are you?
Hey, what gives, man? Orange Man cuts me off, and you're interviewing him now with the questions on the speaker box over the airplane waves. That ain't kosher, Jack.
I got one more question for former President Trump. Your friend Ted Nugent contracted COVID-19. How's he doing?
He's doing tremendously well, considering. But, you know, he doesn't tell people he has COVID-19. He says he has bat scratch fever.
Oh.
That sounds like a parody song.
Big time.
There you go.
All right.
Parody song coming soon.
We're going to
thank you, Presidents Trump and Biden.
Stay huge, Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, police dispatch. I'd like to report a stolen interview, man.
Hey, good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Stay awake.
Is it Chaz and Ray J?
Yeah, you're close.
Getting closer.
What's your opening line tonight? Do you have that ready?
My fellow Americans, thank you.
All right.
Let's get here.
That's the end.
Last line.
That's the end.
Thank you and good night. Right. That's excellent.
Right.
Sounds like a rock concert.
Give me a short speech.
All right. Very good.
Don't
thank
fall.
You, sir. Good luck. And
don't take any wooden nickels, man.
All right. Thank
still
you.
Have those?
I don't know.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.